May we celebrate the transfiguration of our Lord on Mount Tabor. There Jesus and his disciples are on their way to Jerusalem. Our Lord was about to undergo his passion and death. He was already predicting it to them. And of course, they did not fully understand what he was speaking of. But Jesus, knowing that they were about to be shaken to their foundations by what they were about to undergo, by what they were about to witness him undergoing, decided at this point to give them a slight glimmer of his glory, that is, of his divinity. And that is what this event is all about, this apparition. In fact, it's tremendous enough to have, we actually read this gospel at least 3 times each year. Once on the second Sunday of Lent, once a few weeks just before that, and today, today's feast. Because many things actually are taking place here. First of all, we see Jesus transfigured for them. Note it says, his face shone like the sun, his clothes white as light. Here our Lord was giving them a glimpse of actually of his divinity, which would show them, of course, his miracles that he was working all along should have also given them that strength and that faith, that he would be able to accomplish what he already told them he was going to accomplish. Not just the passion and death, but also his resurrection from the dead. He was already telling them this, but they did not fully understand. Their faith was still weak. So now he gave them this glimpse, this glimmer of his glory, the glory of his divinity. See, then as God, he would be able to do this. Then we see also Moses and Elijah appearing to our Lord. And we might ask, why Moses and Elijah? Moses representing the law, Elijah the prophets, who are the ones who handed down over the centuries the law that came through Moses, and exactly how the people were to live to be able to carry out that faith and achieve their salvation. And the prophets who kept warning and kept exhorting the people to come back to following our Lord, following God, the following of God. The fulfillment, as it were, of the covenant he'd given them over and over again. And they were conversing with each other. And tradition tells us they were conversing of the Lord's passion and death. So this is what the apostles were seeing and what they were hearing. Now comes the next part. A cloud comes and overshadows them. Right? It is spoken of the cloud that appears and overshadows the Israelites as they're traveling through the desert. It becomes a column of fire at night. They're overshadowed. More significantly, even in the same word is used, the power of the Most High that overshadows Our Lady at the time of the Annunciation, the very incarnation of our Lord in the womb of our Blessed Lady. Now again, the disciples are overshadowed, and the voice of the Father comes forth. This is my beloved Son, confirming the divinity of our Lord. Hear him, listen to him. Same words spoken at the time of the baptism of our Lord. And then, of course, the disciples very much afraid. And believe me, if you were to experience something like this, you too would be very much afraid. Oh, that's natural for all of us. Something so overwhelming, so beyond our own nature, so beyond what we can really grasp in our weak humanity, we would be tremendously afraid. So it was with the disciples. And our Lord comes to them once again in his humanity, touches them and tells them words repeated over and over again in the Gospels. Perhaps the favorite phrase of St. John Paul II, be not afraid. Do not be afraid. And that's when they look up and there they see only Jesus again. But it points to the fact that Jesus is God and man. His divinity and his humanity, and they go together. In his humanity, our Lord was about to suffer his passion and death. And our Lord here was preparing them for it. In his divinity, he would raise himself from the dead. And our Lord had already told them so. He was preparing them for all this. And this would be what their faith is all about. So he is trying to strengthen their faith. We know what became of that. All of them, except one, fled at the time of the Passion of our Lord. When our Lord was arrested, they all fled, except one in the end, who went, the only one who went to the mother, whose faith was never shaken, not even the slight little bit, and who persevered to the very end. Let us do the same thing. Run to our Blessed Mother, that our faith too may be strengthened. That we never give up that hope that in the end our faith will be rewarded and we will achieve our salvation. That is the ultimate, ultimate victory. Let us run then to our Blessed Mother, that she take us to her Divine Son, just as she did the one apostle who did not run, St. John. She takes us to the cross, and we cannot be afraid of it. But in the end, that cross is our victory. Praise be Jesus and Mary.